Station Leader Nett. Your net control tonight is K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is up here in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. An elevation of 3,500 feet, the repeater is located and operated. Wait a minute. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal tracking for the net? Please call K4OIM. Must our bulletins for the net? Please call K4OIM. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the right view portion. That being Tuesday night, we'll begin the net with India through Lima. But before we do that, we have a few early check-ins. W4FCM, Fred. N4IEI, Iowa. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Fred, if you're listening, thanks for checking in. 4HKC, that's John over in Pelzer. Thanks, John, for checking in. K4OSH over in Malden. And KG4 Whiskey November Papa. KG4WNZ Landon and Easley. Thank you for checking in, y'all two. Thanks to Echo Link stations. Echo Link and Echo Link only. Please call K4OIM.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net. Appreciate you calling the net, bud.
FK4ZZX. Steve over in Parris Mountain. Glad you could check in, Steve. That looks like the only Echo Link station we have up right now. Now we will begin the RF portion of the net. Tonight being Tuesday night, we start with India through Lima. If your call prefix begins with I through L, please check in with K4OIM, our net control.
I am. The Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative in 73s for each one of you.
4OIM. To you, Walt. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. But I'll be around. I wouldn't miss this. Your maiden voyage. You have yourself a good night. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
Control. Control, please check in. Kilo, Charlie, 8. Zulu, Yankee, Bravo. Name's Jeff. In Greenville, South Carolina. No traffic, short time.
This is Kilo November 4, Victor Echo Golf, Meredith from Walker College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I have no traffic and I'll be here for the rest of the net. Thank you again for running the net.
We have Kilo 4, KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo. Glad you could check in, James. I hope it's warmer up there than it is here in Inman. K4JBQ, that's Larry. And KC4MFK, that's Donna. They make their home over in Greer. Glad y'all could check in, Larry and Donna. Then we have KC8ZYB, that's Chip, over in Greenville. And then we have KN4PDG. Ma'am, I'm sorry I missed your name, but I got your location at Spartanburg, Good Greek, down there at the college. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Kilo November 4, Victor Echo Golf, Meredith from Wofford College in Spartanburg. Let me know if you need any more information.
I'm Mary, Meredith. I know where Wofford was, but I just couldn't remember which college you said. All right, are there any more calls out there? India through Lima, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM, please check in out of turn. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt in Greenville County. Just pulled into the QTH. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
WG4MC, that's Matt over in southern Greenville County, one of our other net controllers. Good evening, Matt, and thanks for checking in. One last call for India through Lima. Anyone with a call for India through Lima, please call K4OIM. All right, we got them all. At this time, we'll move them up through Mike through Papa, M through Z. Please call K4OIM.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I am. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be negative, but thanks for calling that, Walt. You're sounding good, and good luck with your first evening. 7-3.
That's a pretty good group. First we have WG, wait a minute, I done got Matt. I think WG4MC, Matt over in Greenville. Yeah, the net controller. Then we have... always get this one. I was way ahead of you, Lorena. I remember these calls and the name, KK4ONO. That's Lorena. She brings along her husband, KK4DNW. That's Rick. And their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle. And they're over in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in, Lorena. Then we have... Whiskey Delta 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. That's Mark. He brings along his wife, KM4HTP. That's two more of our net controllers. They're over in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in, Mark. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM. That group. Next, we'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Q through T. If your call sign against that, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. November 4, Romeo Juliet.
Juliet November, John in Inman, and I'll hang around.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. This is Gabriel. No traffic, no comment. Doing a good job.
Oh, I am. Check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform Bravo, and 2, SUV. That's Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, and thanks for calling in.
Jim? Thanks for calling the net, and good evening to everybody else. Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments.
OIM, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of the net.
First, we got KN4, RKN, my neighbor right up the road, John. Thanks for checking in, John. Then we have KN4, TZW, that's Gabriel. You didn't say where he was at, but I think you're up around Hendersonville Horseshoe. Thanks for checking in, Gabriel. Whiskey 2, Sierra. Uniform, Bravo, that's Jim. He's over in South Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Jim. Then we got KD2, RKN. That's Jason. He's over in Williamson. Thanks for checking in, Jason. Then we got WN4S. That's Chris in Lyman. Thanks for checking in, Chris. Anybody else? Go back through Tango, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Like we got that group. Next we'll go to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. If the letter in your prefix begins with U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Echo Quebec. That's KM4 ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative. Control.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. The name is Rod Romeo Oscar Delta. And we're located in the land of Waz, which is between Malden and Greenville. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Who I am? Walt, you're doing a fine job. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
First we got up KM4ZEQ. That's Kyle over in Simpsonville. Glad you could check in, Kyle. And then we got W4WOZ. That's Ron over in the land of Oz. Glad you could check in, Ron. And then we have K4XB, Tommy, over in Southern Greenville. I've been shadowing for the last week or week and a half, and I always got your calls, Tommy. Thanks for checking in. Any other calls, U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. And we took care of that group. So we'll move up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the letter in your prefix of your call begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, I'll be negative and negative.
I am. Walt, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie.
N4DJC, carrying Anderson, IV negative and negative.
K4OIM. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. You're doing a really good job. You got this, Walt.
OIM. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, David and Easley, no traffic, no comment. Doing a great job, Walt.
First we got up is KO4AOW. That's David and Emin up here. Then we got KO4. Although I believe it was KO4BM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. Jim, did I get that correct on your call? KO4BM.
For Bravo, Delta, Mike.
Jim, I left the Bravo out. And then we have N4DJC. That's my good buddy O'Cherry over in Anderson. Thanks for checking in, Cherry. W4DJW, Dave over in Greer. Glad you could check in, Dave. And then we got KB2BYQ, David. I know the other net controllers had told you they liked that call, but boy, it sticks out. Glad you could check in, David. Anybody else? A through D, please call K4OIM or net control. We'll now move up to Echo Through Hotel, E through H. Your prefix begins with the letters E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good evening, Walt. You're doing a pretty good job for a first time. You're going to have to be a little bit careful. If you do too good a job to start with, you won't have any room to improve. So, anyway, we'll hang around and chat with you a little bit.
Kilo Charlie 4EZN, that's Harry over in Canada. Thanks for the compliment, Harry. You wouldn't believe the butterflies in my stomach right now. But, thanks for checking in, Harry. Anybody else? Echo Through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Looks like you've got that group by yourself. We'll try it one more time. For Echo Through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. We'll move it up to the patient group here. Alpha Through Delta. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Out Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
I would like to welcome KK4 FTU, that's Richard over at Slab Town. I've been through there a few times, Richard. Thanks for checking in. Alright, next we're going to move up to Echo Through Hotel. P through H. If the prefix in your call sign begins with the letter E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Been heard. We'll open it up to the big group now. A through Z. If the letter in your prefix begins with A through Z,
Please check in with Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, or Net Control.
IOM. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, you're doing a fine job. It'll get easier every time. Thanks for checking me in. Good evening to you and your daughter and family, and good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Jim, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, my pretty little bride Joy, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all. All on the net. Hey, Sid.
Why, I am. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round table. You get the hang of it eventually. Be glad that we don't have the 100 here anymore as we used to.
Jim. Check in Kilo 4. Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW. Richard and Greenville. No traffic. No round table.
Oh. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim and Traveler's Rest. Negative traffic, negative comments. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73 to all.
Good little group. First we got W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, Sid, and thanks for the kind words. Then we got KI4DOS. That's Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and master of the swap net. And his wife, K3JOY, Joy, and they make their home over there in Greenville. Gary, thanks for checking in to the net. And then we got KI4LZI, that's Andy up on Table Rock. Appreciate you checking in, Gary. Then we got K4ROW, Richard, he's over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Richard. Then KO4RAO, that's Jim and Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in, Jim. All right, one more time. A through Z, the laryngeal prefix begins with A through Z. Please check in with K4OIM or Net Control.
Ma'am. Please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, A4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
Well, I am.
In Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. This is Jeff. Down in Ware Place, I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Walt. Have a good evening and stay warm, brother. 73 to everybody.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4OIM. Whether this classifies as a recheck or not, this is K4OSH. I did the early check-in because I wasn't sure I was going to get here to deal with the RF. But I just wanted to recheck and say thanks for getting involved in being a net caller. We thank you, sir. K4OSH, back to net.
Got us, KI. Ooh, that was Andy. Already got him. K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. Thank you for checking in, Richard. Then we got KA4LAO, that's Jim over in Traveler's Rest.
And then I got 884RM. Robert, I didn't get your location. Could you come back with that, please?
Easily, sir. I mean, easily.
Sounds neat.
Robert. Then we got K04JGY. That's Jeff down in Wireplace. Appreciate you checking in, Jeff. And KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Bill. And Pat, I got you on the early check-in. K4OSH over in Malden. So appreciate you rechecking there, but I'd already got you. All right. Anybody else, A through Z, before I close the formal portion of the net, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Recheck.
Said Pat. Go ahead, recheck.
Dale, this is KO4JQX, Jeff down in Wireplace. You got my call wrong, brother. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray.
Go down that way, Jeff, but I just looked at it wrong. I looked back up and it's JQX. Thanks for the recheck.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you got it, your log right. Hang in there, man. You're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Last call. Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. At this time, we will close the core portion of the net. And, wait a minute, I gotta read this on my map to scroll down on the computer. Now, we will now, let's see, I done got that part. K4OIM, now secure the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all that checked in. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the right-view portion of the net with periodic check-ins between the right-views. Up on the stump, we've got KK4JBQ. You got it, man. Go ahead.
Mayor Walt, KK4JBQ here. I just wanted to take an opportunity to say those of us who have done a little bit of this are mighty proud of you, really mighty proud. It's quite something to step up in the batter's box and swing on that first pitch. It really is, and we all appreciate it. And you've just done a great job. I'm just real proud of you. Anyway, I wanted to pass along something that might interest somebody. I just recently found, you know, we all have a lot of time that we didn't know we were going to have. And I've latched on to some YouTube videos that I watch from time to time. I found a really interesting guy. His channel is called The Wiltshire Man, W-I-L-T-S-H-I-R-E. He's an English fellow. He's about our age, I suppose. And he's a dog lover. He likes to camp. He likes to do touring on his motorcycle. And he likes dogs. I'll let this drop a second. Well, the sad part of this is that he just lost two terriers about 9 months ago. But he adopted a rescue dog, a breed that I'd never heard of. I guess it's rare here in the States, called a Lurch. A Lurch is akin to a greyhound. It's kind of a smaller greyhound. They call those sight hounds. They hunt by sight. As opposed to a bloodhound, which is a scent hound. Anyway, they are frisky. They're a little on the medium size. But a beautiful dog, absolutely beautiful dog. I think he said it might be mixed with a collie. A beautiful marked dog. And skittish, you know, he's been, you know, rescued, so he's a bit skittish from where he came from. But I watched one today, absolutely great video. This man has so much patience and so much love for his animals. And anybody out there who loves their dog, anybody who maybe have had a rescue dog or a rescue cat, for that matter, give this fella a watch. He will inspire you. He will warm your heart. It really was something. Again, his channel is The Wilshire Man. Walt, hope you have a good rest of the night. Congratulations on your first very successful net. And we'll be doing this again, won't we? hope you're going. KK4JBQ, I'll be clear.
Appreciate that information about the Wilshire Man. I don't have a rescue dog. I've got, as my will say, I got three rescue cats. I've got two that I did adopt from the Humane Society. And you probably hear Patricia behind me. I don't know who in the world would name a cat Patricia, but that was her name when I got her. But she was a kitten, and they told me that if you don't like it, you can change it. I said, well, I'm sure gonna change it. But once I got her home, I called her Patricia. She lays up here on my shop bench behind me down here in the shed. She's laying there snoring right now. Bobo, him and the little kitten. A little kitten just showed up out here in the yard one morning soaking wet. And I don't believe she'd ever ate anything. She was that young. I had to give her milk in a bowl. And now I'm buying 22 pounds of cat food about every 2 to 3 weeks. Two of them in there curled up around the heater, and Patricia here, she's up here behind me on my workbench, which I got the light on there, and she's laying under it snoring. So I appreciate you checking in, Larry. All right, yes, I'm coming back. This ain't as bad as I thought it would be. Butterflies are dying down now, and I'm going to be all right. So thanks for checking in, Larry, and hope to see you next Tuesday night, and hear you checking in at every night, like you and Donna do. Appreciate that. So let me see who else I got here for range. R.J.N. Good evening again, John. You're up on the stump.
Well, I am, Ken, for R.J.N. Doing good, Walt? Doing good. What's your count there, brother?
Counting myself.
Counting you, I've got 43. I think you might have missed one of your early check-ins. Do you have a KC4W?
No, I don't. Who was that, John?
Sign was Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's Bill over in Anderson. He was on the early check-in list. There were, what do we have? We had like 6 early check-ins. He probably just skipped over him.
First half. Thanks for hitting me out back in the third line. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Outside. I was outside trying to get some stuff in the pod and get some stuff in the dumpster, and that wind cut you in two. I tell you what, I didn't last very long out there, but I got done what I needed to get done. Tomorrow it's supposed to be like 50 degrees, which will seem like beach weather compared to today, so I'm trying to get out there and get some more stuff done. But can I double check a call sign with you? Yet the suffix was SUB. It was James. November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2 SUB.
Yeah.
November 2, SUB.
Yeah.
A little bit of static.
static in there. I wasn't sure if you got that or not. Okay. Other than that, okay, so I've got 42 not counting you, so you should have, if you count you, that's 43. Is that what you got?
Hey, Dave, about counting myself, he said, sure, you're always a dead. You're supposed to count yourself.
Told me that, so I never have, but I guess I'll start. But that's it. That's what I've got there, brother. So good job. Like Larry said, it gets easier as you go along, but you did a good job. That scratch in the background I'm hearing must be the cat snoring.
I'll switch this thing out, put my Yazoo back in line tomorrow. I didn't have time to do it this evening. I thought I had this engine straight now. I'll put that Yazoo back in line till I carry it for this for more detailed cleaning. And John, I appreciate you helping me set up my echo link and find all the software on the Flowers network. I really appreciate it, John.
Well, if you want to get the, if you want to do the net control software instead of a pencil and paper, I can set you up with that too. But you do what you're most comfortable with. But you did a good job, Walt. I'm on back on out of here. I know Harry's hanging around out there somewhere, and he's probably got a weird animal story or a recipe or something. So I'm going to say 73's to you, Walt, and I'm on back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Please, John. Harry, I guess you're up on the small stick. So what have you got for us?
W4OIM, I have trouble keeping you and Sid and there's another fella floating around out there. You've got OIM and IOE and something else. So anyway, you've done a good job tonight, Walt. The butterflies will decrease in number. I'm not real sure that they'll ever go away. I remember I've spent a lot of time working with Boy Scouts, and the first time I served on a training corps staff, you've got new volunteers that are, you know, being trained for their jobs and, you know, the policies and rules and regulations and all that mess. And I had to give a presentation, and back in those days we didn't have PowerPoint. We had felt-tip points, and had a, not a chalkboard, but a flip chart. And I was talking to the gentleman who was in charge of the course, and I told him, I said, you know, I've practiced this thing. I said, I know what it is. I'm prepared to deal with questions and stuff like that. But I said, my stomach is still jumping up and down. He just kind of smiled. He said, well, he says, mine is too right now. I found out later his stomach was jumping up and down because he'd never heard me do it. Didn't know what I was going to do. But still, that was comforting to me. You've done a good job, glad that you're doing it. Don't have a weird animal story tonight. Haven't been out much and haven't seen anything. But we took our cat to the vet a couple of weeks ago, and she was having some sneezing problems. And every now and then when she would sneeze, if you were in front of her, it was kind of wet and lumpy. So we took her to the vet. Now you go to the vet and you call and tell them what sign you're parked in front of, and they come out and pick up the animal and take it in and do what they're going to do, and then the vet comes back and tells you what you need to do and everything. And he says, oh, by the way, says, if you know anybody that needs a cat, give us a call. And we had always, last 10 or 15 years, we've always had two cats. First two were litter mates, and one of them died, and we've still got the other one. And so we, wife and I, looked at each other, and we told the vet, I said, well, tell us about it. And he said, well, he said, we've got a cat in here that's been here a couple of days that needs a new home, and so we decided to bring it home. And as it turns out, it was the cat of one of the technicians' grandfather, and they had to move into a nursing home and couldn't take the cat with him. So we've got two cats that weigh about 12 or 13 pounds apiece. And you're talking about buying cat food. Yes, I understand that. You feed two cats that size, and they do eat. But it's been kind of interesting watching them trying to figure out who's in charge. And they're getting a little more together, but they still every now and then stop and hiss at each other. They haven't attacked each other, and I hope they don't, because they're both pretty good cats. The older one we got is a little more affectionate, and the technician we talked to, she called a couple of days and wanted to know how the cat was doing, and then that's where I found out it was her grandfather's cat. And she said, "Well, since that cat's not a warm and fuzzy cat, you have to take the cat on the cat's terms." And I kind of understand that, but anyway, it's cold up here. My outdoor thermometer, I think when it gets under 32, it quits. Because I noticed the other day, I told John a week or so ago that it was on the blink, and the next day it was working just fine, but right now it's on the blink again, so I think it's telling me it's cold outside. And I went outside to pick up some firewood for the wood stove I have down here in the basement where my radio is, and wind's blowing hard, and like John said, that wind cuts. With that, Walt, we'll turn it back to you. You're doing a really good job. K4OIM, KC4EZN. Have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, all my life I've hated cats. It's been about 3 years ago. Our granddaughter brought me a kitten for Christmas. And I didn't want that cat. But he's in there now. He's curled up around the ear. He was a rescue cat. She got him from Canada. And I love those cats. I love all three of them. They keep me company down here while I'm in the shack. Well, I appreciate you sticking around, Gary, and talking about your cat. And the butterflies are dying down, so it won't be as bad next week. So I'll say 7-3, Gary. Good talking to you.
KC4EZN here. Look for a little bit more power in your radio. I've been paying attention, and there's a little bit of popping and crackling on almost everybody. But it seems that I don't know, somewhere between having a good line of sight and a little bit of power, some folks come through better than others. Radio I'm running right now is Kenwood TH215A, which was a handheld, and I've got it on low power, which is supposed to be about a half a watt, but I've got that running into a 2-meter amplifier, which is supposed to give me up to a 10-to-1 power increase. So I'm guessing that I'm putting out somewhere between 4 and 5 watts here. And if I can put the radio on high power, which puts it out about 5 watts, which will boost the amplifier up to between 25 and 30. But if you're hearing popping and crackling on me, then it's somewhere between propagation, repeater, and the amount of power we're putting out. With that, while we turn it back, say 7-3, KC4EZN.
TR930, and The only reason I called is it's an old boat, but there's not a single side damn nets on around here. I've been trying to find them down on the calling frequency, 144.200, but I can't find nobody. So I'll say them threes, Harry.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Step away from the radio for a second. What's up?
Internet connection. This is about four times a day this thing is shut down. And I called Charter. And they said it'd be tomorrow evening before they can get anyone out here. It's coming back to us. Well, it looks like it came back to us.
Message number, change it, and then you don't, and then I normally, when I do that, I don't announce it over the air. I just click that little box that says announce it over the air and click that and turn that off.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks again, John. I appreciate the help.
Brother, you have a good evening. I'm back on out of here. 73 is Walt. Did a good job. K4RJ. I can't even say my own call sign. K4RJ. Yes, I am clear.
All right, M3 John. This is K4IM. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Sam, please, good night, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Net. KK4JBQ said that. 73.
73,
babe. KO4ACA 73.
4DJW, appreciate you calling that. I love you for taking your time and being patient with me. I'll do better next week, I promise.